K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Daily edition on a thunderous Tuesday morning here in Manhattan, Kansas. Yes, right now, as you can probably hear in the background, oh yeah, it is pouring right now and thundering and lightning right now in Manhattan, Kansas. The weather, yep, definitely. Sometimes I pay attention, sometimes I don't, and today is probably one of those times I probably should have paid attention better, even though I made a smarter decision not to go to the track this morning. I almost went to the garage, obviously, heard little sprinkles of thunder, and like, look at the weather app, it's like, yep, not going to do that, so it's going to be a Tuesday detour, which I'm going to call it later on my running app. But meanwhile, speaking of detour, let's go back to the volleyball team here for a few minutes here on this daily on this Tuesday, August 10th, 2021. And, of course, a little preview, sneak preview of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly Edition that's going to be coming out this evening. So when I get home, that will be coming out to you guys. So for that, for you guys, for your listening pleasure as well. Great discussion. Not going to spoil it too much, but I will mention this here. Obviously, K-State volleyball getting a couple of transfers to their squad for this year. One of them that we talked about was Sydney. Oh crap! Yep, Sydney Boulding. Yep, that's right. Sydney Boulding was one of them we talked about. The other here that I'm going to talk about here. Oh, and this is big. And this college is known, obviously. They're known for football, obviously, but obviously they're pretty good at volleyball too. Now it's the Florida Gators. Obviously, apparently last week, or really a couple weeks ago, I kind of missed this, obviously. But, you know, going back through everything, getting ready for volleyball, soccer, and K-State football here in a couple of weeks. K-State Susie Fritz added, prior to Sydney Boulding's transfer to K-State, Haley Warner was also transferred from the Florida Gators a couple of weeks ago. A little information on her. Warner is 6'2", a native from Fayetteville, Arkansas, comes to Manhattan after three seasons at Florida, in which he helped the Gators to three NCAA tournament appearances. Listed as a senior, Warner still possesses two more years of eligibility, again, due to the whole COVID-19 eligibility that was installed last year, and that continues to ratchet up, like we've talked about, or I mentioned, brought up on last week's edition of the weekly podcast as well. So the whole COVID-19 by itself, that's just getting more and more interesting by the day as well. So definitely, if it's not the forefront of your minds, you better get it. Do your heads now. Quote, we're transition back to Warner. We were hopeful to find an impact pin attacker that could bring more experience to our team, said Susie Fritz a couple weeks ago. We feel, although we have found that in Haley, we are looking forward to the impact that she will have on our team's success over the next two seasons. As a left-hander, Warner, she's still talking about, she gives us, oh boy, a different look at the opposite position from an attacking perspective, in addition to providing a physical presence at the net, blocking right there as well. Again, Florida advanced to the regional final in last year's postseason after back-to-back trips to the Sweet 16 in 18 and 2019. Warner was also a part of Florida's 2019 SEC championship team. So obviously, Haley Warner brings not only the veteran presence that this young K-State team needs, with two good recruiting classes with it, that includes Aaliyah Carter, the outstanding freshman, Big 12 freshman year last year, very talented. So you're going to add her, you are going to add, and this is fast forwarding to the whole Sydney. Oh my goodness. Yeah. I'm gonna have to do some. No, I'm gonna have to go back real quick. I forgot her. I just said her last name. And yeah, Sydney Bolden. Yeah, Sydney Bolden. Now you add her a couple of weeks later to that team. Now you're talking about, okay, can you guys compete up in front of the conference? I think this team's got a lot of mojo from last year. And if you can build that success, continue to build those building blocks, like our favorite words on one of our favorite phrases on the podcast, then you can definitely reach new heights. And definitely when you have a Texas in there, but of course, they're going to be leaving for the SEC. The SEC in a couple of years, maybe sooner than that, obviously. So, obviously Texas has been the standard of volleyball for the last couple of years, but I think K-State, especially with this Haley Warner move that was over, it's kind of overshadowed, even by us on the show. That's why the Purple Project podcast trying to cover all K-State sports as well. So Haley Warner, Sydney Bolden, a couple K-State volleyball transfers now that you have on the Susie Fritz squad for this year. And Sydney Bolden also has 3 more years of eligibility. Warner has 2. So that's going to give you more depth to your roster. So definitely exciting times ahead for volleyball as well. They're going to be kicking off here very, very shortly. But K-State soccer on the men's as well. They're going to be getting things rolling here on Thursday with 2 exhibition matches starting on Thursday. And I will preview that on Thursday as well. So everything's starting to line itself up here. Definitely. K-State sports are definitely in the air as the rain once again calms down a little bit here this morning here in the Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm gonna leave it right there. Again, stay tuned to your feeds wherever you can listen to this podcast, the Purple Project Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Audioboom. And we're working on a couple more outlets as well, trying to get this spread out even more to your hands. Season 2 of the Pro Project Podcast is, well, actually is set, is on its way now. So we're doing that as well. So season 2 is pretty much underway with a couple more episodes here to go before the K-State football season arrives. Refill the bell, but the countdown, but the focus is Stanford, the All-State Kickoff Classic, Stanford, September 4th. Appreciate you guys for listening to and downloading the Prepper Project Podcast. Eddie Greer III saying thank you for listening to the podcast, to this daily edition, and we will talk to you next time on Triple P.
To the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audioboom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.